listeners. Welcome to the podcast of the European Reference Network GuardHeart, the ERN of rare and complex heart diseases in both adult and pediatric patients across the European Union. Today, we have two guests, Associate Professor Giuseppe Limoncelli. He's cardiologist and main representative of the Monaldi Hospital in Naples, and Dr. Martina Cajazza, she is geneticist in the same hospital. Welcome to both of you.
Good morning.
Good morning. Can you tell me briefly about your city, about Naples?
Yes, of course. Naples is the regional capital of Campania and the third largest city of Italy, after Rome and Milan, with a population of 1 million people. It is located on the northern side of the Bay of Naples, commencing in the north at the promontory of Posillipo and terminating in south with the peninsula of Sorrento, where everyone can admire unique natural beauties, including the island of Capri, Ischia, Procida, and Nisida. Naples is a mix of different cultures. Indeed, it was among the foremost city of Magna Graecia, originally named as Partenope, later refounded as Neapolis, New City. In the 6th century, it was denominated by the Byzantine Empire. From 12th to 15th centuries, was denominated by Angevin Dynasty. And from the 15th to 17th centuries, it was governed by Aragonese Dynasty. The most famous evidence of these periods are Castel del Lobo, the convents of Santa Chiara, and the royal palace in Piazza del Principato. Naples is also the city of esoteric mystery and legends. The most famous is the legend of San Severo Chapel, linked to the figure of Prince Raimondo di Sangro, who also had chemical and esoteric abilities. According to the myth, we own the realization of Verb Christ, Cristo Velato, and anatomical machines. The latter relies killing two servants to study the circulatory system with alchemical methods.
Nikki, if I can add something, Naples' historic city center is the largest in Europe and has been designated as a UNESCO World Heritage Site. And there is a way of saying, vedi Napoli e poi muori, see Naples and then die. This was a common expression used by Goethe during his grand tour in Naples to identify the city as the most naturally and artistically beautiful city in the world. So beautiful that one needn't look upon anything else after seeing it.
Oh, that sounds great, Giuseppe. Then something about the hospital. Can you tell us about your hospital and what is the main focus?
Yes, absolutely. The building of Ospedale Monaldi started a long time ago in 1931. It was completed in 1939. The hospital that is placed on the Camaldoli Hill in Naples was born as a sanatorium for patients affected by tuberculosis and was firstly named the Principe di Piemonte. In the 70s, the hospital was renamed after Vincenzo Monaldi, a famous pneumologist and politician, became director after the Second World War. In 2010, Monaldi Hospital was connected with other two hospitals, Cotugno Hospital, which is a referral center for infective disease and was the hub of south of Italy during COVID pandemic, and the CTO, which is a referral center for traumatology, orthopedics, and neurosurgery. The new hospital was then renamed the Ospedale dei Colli, Hills Hospital, because it's located between the hills of Camaldoli, Scudillo, Colli Aminei, and Capodimonte. Nowadays, Monaldi Hospital is an academic hospital appreciated for its specialization in cardiorespiratory disease, both in care and research setting. And this is part of GuardHeart ERN, of course, but also ERN Lung. Particularly in our cardiology department, we have two adult cardiology inpatient and outpatient clinics, one academic, one NHS. dedicated to coronary disease, heart failure, and valve disease. And we have also pediatric cardiology unit and Gooch and pulmonary hypertension units with a dedicated hemodynamic lab and a fetal cardiology center, all linked with the three cardiothoracic surgery units dedicated to adults with common disease and pediatric and adults with congenital heart disease and cardiomyopathies. We are also a referral center for ventricular assist device and cardiac transplant in Campania and south of Italy. In our department, we have also a very specialized inherited and rare cardiovascular disease unit coordinated by myself, which is the referral center in Campania region. Our mission is diagnosis and management of patients with cardiomyopathies and inherited and rare heart disease, in collaboration with other units in the department. The characteristic of our organization is the presence of both pediatric and adult cardiologists working together in the same unit, which allows to see entire families and require no transition from pediatric to adults, and the presence of a multidisciplinary team and outpatient clinics. The staff is composed by 5 cardiologists, 1 geneticist, 1 genetic counselor, 2 nurses, neurologists, nephrology, ophthalmologists, and other specialties. And we have a dedicated pediatric and adult cardiomyopathy clinic since 2004. And recently we developed multidisciplinary clinics, including Fabry Clinic, Amyloid Clinic, Marfan Clinic, Sudden Death Clinic, and we run periodical meetings to discuss clinical and coordinator issues between specialties. But in my opinion, the most important clinic is the genetic clinic run by geneticists and genetic counselor. And I will ask Martina then to say something about it. The organization of the clinic is also facilitated by the presence of coordinator center for rare disease of the Campania region, coordinated by myself, which is the organism that has to control, monitor, and resolve health and organization problems related to rare disease in the whole Regione Campania. The team is composed by non-medical staff like data manager, pharmacist, administrator, biologist, psychologist, managing different services like helpline, telemedicine, pharmaceutical service, and psychological support. Also, I'm the scientific director of the Neuromuscular Omni Center, linked to the Italian Telethon program and located at Monaldi Hospital with a ward of 23 beds devoted to cardiac, neurologic and pneumological care and research aspect in neuromuscular disorder. So Martina, can you tell us something about the genetic service and your activity?
I currently work in the division of rare cardiovascular disease as geneticist. My activities are mainly focused on clinical and basic research of genetic and rare cardiovascular disease, congenital heart disease, and genetic syndromes. I set up with Limoncelli a genetic service dedicated to patients with inherited heart disease, but also to patients with a suspect of genetic disease referred for a cardiac evaluation. In particular, my commitment is both in the clinical and research side, performing genetic counseling, pre and post test, for patients and their families, coordinating lab work of technicians and all different studies for characterization of molecular basis of cardiovascular rare disorders.
Thank you, Martina. It was a very nice overview of all the activities in your hospital. And then, Giuseppe, why did you become a member of the ERN and in which thematic areas?
Yes, we became a member of the ERN in the first call in 2016 in the thematic area familial cardiomyopathy in adults and children. This was originally a challenge in Italy because cardiomyopathies and ion channel disease are not strictly recognized as rare disease. And with the help of the Italian Society of Cardiology, we discussed it with the Ministry of Health the importance of including Italian groups in the European network. The choice of cardiomyopathy was related to our original mission, which was devoted to genetic cardiomyopathies, both in children and adults. Recently, we applied to congenital disease and rare diseases, and we were successful in this second area. With the collaboration of other groups in our hospital, we hope to reach the criteria to join congenital disease and ion channel disease in the near future.
Mm-hmm. And what can you contribute to the ERN?
Well, we think we can contribute to the field of both pediatric and adults with cardiomyopathy and rare disease, given to our peculiar organization. Indeed, with the presence of a specific genetic service, the presence of both pediatric and adult cardiologists working together side by side and training each other, the presence of a multidisciplinary team, the presence of the regional coordination center and the neuromuscular omni center in the same hospital represent an added value both in the care and the research field for these patients. Moreover, I'm also running a master in rare disease, one of the five in Italy so far, and this is also an important area we can explore at European levels with the Gartart ERN, but also with the ERN Academy.
Yes, thank you. Martina, what do you expect from the ERN?
ERN represents a great opportunity of network for doctors, researchers, and patients. Opportunity in different fields, promoting clinical and basic research, creating registries for very rare disease, promoting education for young and even senior research, performing teleconsultation of difficult cases with the possibility of discuss with the best experts in the field. On my side, I believe this is a great chance of growth for young investigators like me.
Thank you. And Martina, where did you train and who was your most important mentor?
I'm trained at Federico II University in Naples. And nowadays, my mentor is Giuseppe Limongelli for his expertise and his professionalism. And moreover, because he introduced me in rare disease world. Some years ago, I met Professor Starano, that is a luminary of rare genetic disease, and represents today my supervisor.
And Giuseppe, where did you train and who was your most important mentor?
Yes, I trained in cardiology in Naples at University Vanvitelli, and my mentor was Professor Raffaele Calabro and Maria Giovanna Russo for pediatric cardiology and Giuseppe Pacileo for cardiomyopathies and heart failure. In 2001, I spent almost 2 years of my PhD in London under the supervision of Professor Elliott, which opened my mind to the new reality of genetic and rare cardiovascular disease. Well, one of the most funny memories of this period was when I came back in Naples in 2004, I used to talk with real enthusiasm about all these new rare and strange entities like Fabry or amyloid, and my colleagues started to treat me like an alien. It was really funny.
And until now, can you tell me what was the most important lesson learned? Martina, let's start with you.
The most important lesson we learn every day is to never stop looking for something to improve the life of every single patient suffering from disease as complex as our own.
And Giuseppe?
I agree with Martina. Never stop to ask and listen to your patients and family members. Never stop to discuss with your colleagues. Never fall in love with just one hypothesis, the best hypothesis or the best diagnosis. Be humble and learn every day with curiosity and wisdom.
Yes, beautiful. Then we have also two different questions. I was interested about your favorite sport, Giuseppe. Can you tell me about that?
Yes, this is easy because my favorite sport is football, calcio in Italian, and I am a Napoli fan and supporter, an historical fan of Maradona, of course. And last year we won the Italian championship, that is called the Scudetto, But unfortunately, this year we are not really doing well, but we need to cross our finger for the future.
And Martina, do you have a favorite sport?
I don't have a favorite sport. In my free time, I prefer to go out for a walk with my friends and my family.
Great. And then we are also curious to your favorite holiday destination. Giuseppe, can you tell us about it?
Yes, of course. Sometimes you need to escape to from the city, from everything. And I will do, of course, during summertime. I like to go in Calabria with my family, but I also try to steal some time during the year. And I like to visit European cities. The last one was Madrid, and was really a fantastic trip.
Oh, that sounds good indeed. And Martina, do you have a favorite place to go to holiday?
Yes, I'm in love with Africa. I often used to go in Bunda, in the north of Tanzania, in an orphan's village. The village was born to protect the albino's children from the murder. In fact, for the African culture, they represent great gifts, and therefore they are sacrificed to God. When I go in Bunda, I try to support them both economically, clinically.
Thank you. That's very special. Well, I think these were the questions. Thanks a lot to both of you for creating some time to talk with us. And I will also like to thank all the listeners to listen to today's podcast. And I hope to meet you next week. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Bye.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.